Georgia Southern defeats ULM in pretty terrific fashion to start the homestand, 79-78. Quan Jackson's three-pointer as time expires wins it for the Eagles. He finishes with 12 points. The three he made, both coming this half, and the second one, I've got to say that's the biggest shot you've ever hit, right?
No, actually the second one.
All right, what was the biggest one?
Well, state championship game.
That's that buzzer beater that game, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Back to that last possession. Harrison made the two free throws for the two-point lead. Coach Byington uses his last timeout. What's going on in the huddle?
Well, right now we're just trying to get a quick shot, try to get to the rim. But as they double-teamed Tukey, I was wide open and got the shot.
Was that all part of the play where Coach said, hey, if he's going to get surrounded, then you got to be one of the guys to be ready to shoot?
Yes, sir. Really was. I was confident. Talked to God, and I let it go, and it was what it was.
This is the fifth time that you guys have come back from double digits down to win a game this year. What does it take to be able to do that?
Well, it takes a lot of confidence and mentality. You got to be strong mentally because we know we can get back in the game at any moment. We just got to lock down on defense, and our offense will come.
You guys have had to play a little bit without Ike Smith. Monte Glenn coming back tonight was, I think, a little bit of a surprise. He plays really well with 10 points, 6 rebounds, 5 of those on the offensive glass. Even though he only saw 19 minutes in the game, just having his presence back, what did that mean to you guys and what you were trying to accomplish?
It means a lot to us. Having Monte back, he's a big physical dude, so he can get rebounds, and it's just a blessing to have him.
Don't tell him he's a big physical dude. He'll never want to hear the end of that. You guys win your second straight. You're now 2-1 in league play. Get to double-digit wins with a 10-6 record. Got a Louisiana Lafayette team coming in here on Saturday at 5 o'clock. They just lost up on the third floor against Georgia State. Jakinan Gang going for 36 more and 11 rebounds. But you've got a chance to prep for another game here at home, something that you guys haven't had a chance to do a whole lot this season. Knowing that you've got the comfort of preparing here, what do you think that'll give you getting ready for the Raging Cajuns?
Like I said, a lot of confidence. We just got to be mentally locked in, and when they come down, we just got to be play our game, and we should win the game.
Tell me the truth. Did you know it was in when you shot it?
At first, it looked good. So when I looked up, I was getting jumped on, so I couldn't really see it.
Now, did you get pushed to half court, or did you try to run to half court to get away from everybody?
I got pushed. I was stealing my shooting form, and then next thing you know, I'm getting picked up and getting pushed to the half court. So,
second career buzzer beater.
Yes, sir.
First in a Division I capacity. You give Coach Byington his 100th win in Statesboro, and it's a 79-78 win over ULM, second straight year that the Eagles pick up a buzzer beater. What are you looking forward to the most about Saturday?
Well, a physical game. I think it's going to be a fun physical game, which I like. I like physical games. So you just got to be ready, start rebounding and getting loose balls because it's going to be a physical one.
Heck of a job at the end. Good for you.
Appreciate it.
Quan Jackson, a redshirt sophomore out of Tallahassee, the game winner at the buzzer, 79-78 over ULM. We'll talk with head coach Mark Byington if he can towel off after the water bath, and if he can get done with the rest of the media, we'll get him over here in a moment to talk about win number 100 on the Georgia Southern Sports Network, powered by Learfield.